Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I feel like I'm dying and going insane from doing the same old thing. I'm through with all of the crying. I'm making a change, becoming a brand.
Whoa, blasphemy
Sunday night.
I know, I'm not looking for a man yet, but it's cool. Are they playing?
I keep telling you, I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm want to make it Persian J.O. world.
You know what? You're just trying to sort of tease me. That's what that's about.
Can't y'all listeners imagine Persian J.O., you know, king and queen of Philly?
Really?
You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Hey.
Oh,
shit, that could happen. Man.
Is that how you gonna make it? Oh, so is a night game tonight?
It is a night game tonight.
Okay.
But I know the Eagles won. So Philadelphia is pretty much like, okay, we at rest with it right now. You know?
That's good. We won. That's good.
Yes, we won. A very hard team today, too. You know, so it counts. This win very much counts. You know.
And who do we win against?
We beat the Indianapolis Colts. And we beat them by 2 points. Yeah, that's a hard team. That ain't no joke, you know. We really got into them. Michael Vick, our Black Moses did his thing.
Black Moses now?
Yeah, that's the number 7. That's the number of completion. You can't have a completed quarterback unless you have Michael Vick.
Did he sit up here and take the place of T.O.?
He didn't take the place for T.O. He took the place for Donovan, which will be going in D.C. next week.
McNabb, right?
And him, yes. No,
okay.
McNabb.
Okay.
Stab.
You're going to have to keep me up on that. You know what I mean?
Oh, I got you. Anything you need to know, you know what I'm saying? I'm going from that. I'm going to watch 60 Minutes, watch Obama talk. After I see Obama talk, I'm going to go right back. And I'm going to watch my Undercover Boss, and then I'm going to get the fourth quarter of the last game tonight. That's a plan, ain't it?
Yes, exactly. That's definitely. Yeah. I gotta check out that too.
Got to. Definitely got to. Man. So what else been going good with the purse? You know, I'm so impressed with this radio station. You know, I didn't know what to do. I said, you know, do we call or we just, you know, I don't know. But I told Gab, I'm going to beat you to the phone, I tell you that, because if I get a long time with Persia, it's on.
You know what? Stop. J.O., stop it, you know? You send me text messages every now and then. I'll be like, he's sitting up here playing. You just flirting.
And you never answer them. I'll be like, man, she going to answer this text.
Use them. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to mess around with you. Use a player.
Man,
you got a song called Player for Sure. Exactly.
For sure. I play smart, you know.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Come on, man. I've been waiting for like 2 minutes now.
You know what?
What y'all talking about?
We talking about.
Not been waiting that long. You just called in.
Yeah.
You know, Black folks, I've been waiting for five hours. You know, it's been 2 hours.
Gab in the house. That's all I know. Damn.
Yeah,
it's been a long weekend. Yeah. It's been a long weekend, but it's been a good weekend.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Persia.
It was real.
Yes, baby.
How was the food? Did you like the food?
I love the food. You're going to be doing that
good.
Monthly?
Well, here and there, once in a while.
You know. It's for the people, you know, a lot of fans. Go ahead, Gab.
No, I was saying, like, the one thing about Grand City, though, like, yeah, we might do the food 1 week. We might do something else the next week. Next month, we might bring the food back. We're going to experiment. We like to stay creative with our marketing, you know what I mean? So We really like the fans to out there to, like, you know, kind of stay on their toes, and, you know, it's actually more fun that way, you know.
Yeah, you gotta, like, you gotta totally optimize the situation and be more strategic with your marketing, especially being an underground independent artist. You know, a lot of bands just, they drain the fans too much. Come out, support me. Come out, support me, you know. And a lot of people come out to their shows, but, you know, the recessional music, the music recession we have in here in the city, everybody got the same fans. So you have to be strategic on how you're going to market yourself, you know, and stop asking the fans to come out and see you so much, you know, and overwhelming them on Facebook with all types of stuff. Do something for them, you know what I'm saying? So once a month, we're going to do something for the fans, you know. Y'all might get lucky and get something twice a month. But I'm a definitely, it's about the people, for the people, and by the people. You dig what I'm saying? That's how you got to get it there. Yeah. You know.
Oh, yeah.
So we gave the city another blueprint. Y'all can follow that one, you know. Y'all can do it. Y'all ain't going to do it like Grand City, but y'all can definitely do it, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, you find your way. You find your flow.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to cook myself into it. Yeah. Cook, Grand City, cook our ways into your heart. Like I cook myself into Persia's heart.
Yeah, for all the musicians out there, you know, you live and learn, but sooner or later you're going to learn how. It's not just about the music you make, but it's about the lifestyle. You put the lifestyle out there, and the people that like your lifestyle will be drawn to you. But if you keep it a secret in this day and age of global information and social networking, then you're not really capitalizing. Capitalize on your shit, basically. It's the same. I'm speaking English here.
We can say it on this radio. Say his
I'm
name.
Saying, come on.
I'm just saying.
Yo, where's Damon? Has anybody spoke to Damon?
No, I spoke to him. I'm waiting for him to get
okay.
You know what I mean? So anyway, we should have more coming up. I know that you guys just got back together, so that's really a big thing. That's why I invited you to the show tonight, because basically, you know, you guys have been together for a while, and then, you know, you had your little family, you know, problems, and then now you got back together. So what's up with that? And who do you have new on the team, and when do you think that the album should come out?
Well, that's a lot, but I'll start here.
Yeah, you started off, Jeff.
So you have a family, right? You know, all family have their, you know, agreements and their disagreements, you know, and I'm going to be real honest with you. The way that after, you know, we had our disagreement, we all decided that we wanted to go on our own route. But I fell out of love with other things. You know, I fell out of love of actually, I was just doing it as a job. You know, I didn't have no passion. In fact, you know, I was doing it, you know, and I was like, you know, I get a call, you know, when I actually was going to stop. I was literally going to stop, you know, doing music altogether and be like, look, I'm going to just be a father, you know, and it is what it is, how I go about my break, you know. And I get a call from Damon, you know, and I got a call from Gab, you know, to finally talk. And, you know, we sat down, and, you know, it was time to go at it again, because I'm going to keep it real. Like, you know, a lot of people, when it was like a divorce, when Damon, Gab, and myself, you know, actually all split it and went our ways, you know, it was like a divorce. Like, you know, the fans was like kids, you know. And, you know, I'm known for, I got a reputation of, you know, I'm pretty, you know, tempered, and, you know, I go off and do my thing, you know, with musicians or whatever, whenever they just being money hungry and they just want a gig or whatever. But my thing about that is, you know, I'm just not going to let that lifestyle control me. And, you know, fans look at me like, hey, you know, J.O. throw it off, you know. So, of course, you will cater to Dad, you know, the good son, and you know, Dame, the good son, and, you know, it was like, to me, I looked at the fans and I just said, like, Dad, y'all starting to be phony too, you know. And the beautifulest part is like, we got to lead by example. So our love was going to speak for itself, which it did. It spoke tremendously about itself. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. We got haters hating that we back together, you know, which is cool because, you know, what's up? Say it again, you said?
I said, are you serious? Somebody's hating you?
Yeah, well, come on, you know, ain't no success without a struggle, and ain't happening unless you have a hater. So, you know, I know it's other bands like, damn, Grind City's back, but we're going to take our time with a lot of things, like, you know, the new set, the new batch of music that's going down. I'm going to be honest with you,
totally,
and
I'll put it out there,
like, y'all really have to step y'all game up, like, We are really emotional on this album coming up, and it's like we pouring our heart, we putting in a new sound. It's gonna be raw, and you can be as raw as you want it to be now, you know, because digital sound waves and all that is going down. So we right outside the box, you know. And as far as the team, the management, and everything, I'm gonna tell you this: if you don't have, I'll just say this, you know, if you ain't coming to Grind City correct, if your business ain't tight, you know, J.O.'s going to show you stay away. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, we trust ourselves. We only trust ourselves now. Like, you know, we're going about everything from grassroots marketing all the way to sponsorship. I'm not even going to let y'all know about our business. But at the same time, we doing what we do. And, you know, I'm only doing that, not to you, Purge. You know, you my wife. You know, I do that, and I say it because, you know what I'm saying, it's just the whole twist of we got to protect ourselves because we get a lot of smiles on our faces, and they hate us. They really do. Like, you know, and they know who they is. You know, I'm from the streets. Matter of fact, I'm going to say this. When it actually goes down, y'all going to know. But we still not to let y'all know when the next show is, but just keep fans, just keep support. I love, it's about y'all. We ain't even on no gimmick stuff anymore. None of that. We never was really on no gimmick stuff, you know. And all you bands just shake my hand. And y'all know I read right through y'all. So if you're not going to look at me, don't look at me. You ain't going to talk to me, don't talk to me. I just love what I do, and I love my camp. And they dissecting my camp. I'm talking to you promoters, you venues that don't know how to manage y'all venues, and, you know, you producers, and, you know, and I'm speaking for every artist, too, that have musicians that come and they want to get paid, and then they feel as though they can shake somebody, so they step off and leave this artist in a rut, or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, hey, try it with me. I'm going to stop there.
To tell you the truth, like, this break that Grind City took, it was the moment of growth. You know what I mean? It was definitely a moment of growth for everybody. And the new Grind City that you guys are going to see out there is definitely a band with a new sound. If you thought Grind City was raw before, you don't know what's coming. That's one thing I can say for sure. The intensity is up there. It's kind of like we've grown up in a way. You know, so it's like musically, and that's one thing. And then as far as our showmanship on stage, if we thought our show was exciting before, we're coming with something new there too. Then on top of that, the approach is different too. There's a better understanding now of the business. There's a better understanding of where we want to be, and also how to reach out in a better way to our fans. So, like, the whole interaction on social sites like Facebook, which, by the way, out there, if you know us, we're on Facebook. You just look for Grind City Philly. right up there, and we're going to keep you posted. We got music up there, everything you want to know. And, you know, we're working on a website that is going to be not only killer, but universal. We're making it international. Actually, one thing bands out there, another tip, is since we learn as we go, try to make your website international. Have options for certain parts of your website to be translated in other languages so that you don't make it so hard for people to deal with the fact that you're an English-based band. Yeah? And you'll see how much easier it will be for you to blow up on a worldwide level. So that's a lot more money than just being national, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and for those of you who are actually that made the effort of listening right now, this is your little information about Grand City that you're going to be lucky to know about, and it's kind of like a little sneak preview type of thing. Grand City is going to Europe in the summer. They have a tour that is based in Italy, but it's going to branch out to a few other areas of Europe. So guess what? We're out, okay? That's pretty much what I'm saying.
Okay.
You want to go with me?
I see you have a new addition to your band as well. Eric?
Yes, Eric.
Eric.
And this is, let me say the name. Since I'm from Italy, I can probably say it the best way. Sorry, I'm being a little cocky about that. But hey,
yeah.
Eric Scattareggia. He's the drummer. Yes. And you know what's funny, you know, I mean, I know all the fans out there love different members that we had throughout the years, and they got attached to certain people, and that's cool because everybody that has been in the Grand City camp has been always top-notch musician, top-notch artist and professional, and definitely at a certain level of commitment for the art. You know, Ron DeSilvestro was a great influential part of the band when he was in the band. And, you know, people know him as a double threat, threat as far as him being a drummer and an engineer. And we always loved that, in having that in the band, honestly. And it's funny how things work out because Eric, not only he's an amazing, amazing, amazing drummer, and he's somebody who... What I love about musicians that are in bands is they're not just the commitment to being a good musician. Like, you can play, you can do all the tricks and be technical, but actually you like to write good songs. Like,
uh-huh.
Even the drummer. Like, a drummer that likes to write a good song, it just doesn't, it's not just, okay, I'm just going to play the drums and be really good. No, you want it to be good, a good song that stays in time, that 20 years from now you can listen to it and be like, damn, that was hot. You know, and he got that. This guy really, you know, wants to be part of a team like Grand City, and it's just refreshing to have him. And right now we are still in the works as far as completing the team on the bass type of tip, but, you know, we are definitely planning on coming out and performing live fairly soon, so stay tuned, you guys. That's for sure.
So if you're a nice technical bass player, we will be holding auditions next week. And,
just hit us up on Facebook. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And what's your Facebook page?
Facebook, Grand you can
City
find us.
But...
Go ahead. One more
is
time.
Is it live or something like that, or...?
Well, actually, this actually may say we have our basic page, our regular page, which is Grand City Philly. So if you punch that in the search engine, you'll find us. But also, we have a fan page, a band page, or however you call it, because they call them both, like fan page or band pages, which is actually where you can find all of our music from our latest album, Grand City Shit, and you can listen to the whole thing because it's connected to ReverbNation.com. So definitely look for our additional pages to get more Grand City stuff, such as music and extra videos that you can check out and all that good stuff.
But yeah, come at us. Let us know what you are feeling out there. I know that right now it's crazy out there. How you feel, Persia, about what's going on out there with the politics? We just had the elections and everything. I don't know if you're into that shit, man. You know, I mean, you know how Grand City is with the politics, but, you know, we definitely know that there's a lot of people out there that don't like what's happening, but hey.
I want to say something on that. You know, it's politics. And, you know, for those who don't know, you know what I'm saying, the state of Pennsylvania, we lost crazy with two Republicans. Like, it's completely red, you know. And
I know
a lot of people out there thinking, you know, your votes don't count or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Obama didn't say that, you know, he's going to actually have it done in 22 or 23 months. You know what I'm saying? He didn't say he was going to have everything. He made improvement, you know, for the VAs, the community help, you know, grants, loans, you know, he actually supplied the Medicare, all things like that. They about to take our welfare. They're about to take Section 8. Like, I mean, I feel as though Democrats did not put enough education on this election, you know what I'm saying, so that people would know. You know, I think the next time we'll see people actually vote like that is when Obama re-up. And the crazy part about it is so much damage and rumbling going to be done by then where we really going to have to rumble and dance, you know what I'm saying, to stay into the president's house. I don't call it that White House. I call it the president's house. You know, that slave mentality, I done ceased and I actually uplived again when actually Obama took, you know, his first step into the president's house. But in all reality, you know what I'm saying, people need to really wake up to the reality other than their everyday struggle. You know, I know people have their own problems, they got their own finances, y'all got to do this and y'all got to do that. But if you literally look at the whole situation, it does affect your finances, it affects everything. It's affecting your Medicare. Like, the common minority don't have health care. The common minority don't even have a job. The common minority can't get a grant, can't get a loan. Why? Because they don't know. The average kid that graduate from high school don't know how to get a grant or a loan. You know what I'm saying? Education has failed, and it's also improving in some departments. But when I say education has failed in some places, I should better yet say, education has failed at providing minority students with these grants and loans because, you know, at the end of the year, they don't use it. You know, none of these kids is talking about going to college anymore. You know, I'm just trying to get finished school. I'm going to go to work, you know. I got a seat on the way, this, that. You know what I mean, people really, the priorities is backwards. You need to wake up, you know. I tell y'all to rest on stage. You know, but at the same time, you know, it's real rap, though, to actually get into that, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's... oh, let me... Oh, he called me again.
Oh,
hello?
My bad, Persia. We taking over your show. My bad. Okay,
it's perfectly fine. That's what this is about for you guys. You know, luckily, y'all like to talk, so that makes it a little bit easier for me.
Talk my way right up.
Huh?
I said talk my way right all into your heart.
All right, well, with that said, let's go to Emma Stone. This is by Grind
Song, yes.
Yes.
I dedicate that song.
Emma Stone and I. Emma Stone and I. This sucks.
Yeah, I love it.
Hello?
J.O. there.
This is J.O.
What's up? It's Metro.
Yes, though. What's happening, Metro?
Hey, man, I need some help with this Emma Stone song.
Oh, yeah. All right, I got you. Thank you.
out and can't let you holding on. Driving miles in search of you. No journey's too long in love's pursuit. Emma Stone. Emma Stone. A gemstone, crazy sparkle in a short pin. Plus I have a friend who has fallen for love. He can't resist, he can have and surely win. Plus a brave heart, he told my city that he loved you in song. You smiled, impressive thought. Emma Stone, don't leave this man alone. He need a woman like you to carry on. Emma Stone, I have a friend in love with Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, and obviously that was by Grind City. And basically, I lost the page. Let me unleash y'all. Here you go. Hello, here y'all go.
Yeah.
JL.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I hear
right here.
Hello.
I'm trying to get used to the switchboard right now. So.
Okay.
But what was the inspiration for that song anyway? Like, what made you guys come up with that?
Metro. Metro from 94 WYSP. The that beginning of the song, like that's
the cameo
that really happened.
Played.
Yeah, that really happened just like that too. You know what I'm saying? He called me up. First he did a interview with Emma Stone, the actor. And if y'all don't know who Emma Stone is, you know, she played on Superbad,
she's huge now. Shit.
Yeah, she's real huge now. And they had this big, you know, interview together, Metro, and on 94WYST, where he sung a song and he sounded, you know, he was so in love with her. And they did a video and everything, had her on his podcast show and everything. And, you know, it was it was a horrible song. So what he put out there, he said, I want a band to write a better, Emma Stone song. So I actually called Metro up when I seen it posted. And we was the only band to do it, you know. And so I got a call one day, and I was like, you know, speaking to Metro, Metro was like, yeah, well, go ahead. So I called the fellas up, you know, at the time. It was just me, Gab, and Ron, our former drummer, you know, we just went at it, you know. So at the time, I was working at Starbucks. I was in the back, you know how you zone out washing the dishes and everything. So I'm, you know, I'm hearing some things. Gab let me hit a riff, and I'm like, oh, I got something to this, you know what I'm saying? All right, this is going to work like this, you know. And I just started hearing these notes, you know. Emma Stone, I have a friend in love with. I mean, I was just like, yeah, I could do that. So I'm walking around, you know, I'm making my coffee, I'm doing everything like that, you know. So I got with Kareem, and he wrote it even slower with him, you know what I'm saying? I said, I'm going to make this make sense. So, you know, hey, we knocked it right on out. And, you know, Metro called me up. He said, hey, J.O., is J.O. there? You know, and I'm like, this is J.O. So we went in on that. That's Emma Stone story, you know. It was a good moment. I like that.
Gab, or J.O., you told Gab with the play, and then went from there.
No, you know what happened, actually, he started with the drum beat, or not even started with the drum beat. More like J.O. Was getting together with Reem, who's the vocalist feature on the track, which back then, you know, he was in the band, Kareem, awesome singer, shout out to him. You know, and then, you know, he sang the hook to me on the phone, which is one thing about Grad City that is really funny, and I think it goes to say about the age that we are in, which is, you know, everybody's busy having completely different schedules, completely different lives, you know, and sometimes we write songs on the phone, literally, you know. I call J.O. and be like, listen to this riff, or I send it to him, and he's like, yeah, and writes the hook right there and then. So it's crazy, and J.O. sings the hook to me, and it stays in my head. So I come up with that basic, you know, whatever is the guitar part at the beginning. And the way I came up with it was slightly different than how it ended up being. But the fact that when we got to Ron's house, and, you know, he had the studio at his house, full-blown studio, he laid out that drum beat.
Yeah.
And the drum beat was so hot, like, especially with the way he processed it, being a great, you know, producer and all, like, he made it sound, like, really full, and it had such a pulse. And it kind of gave the song a direction. And when I played the part on the guitar that I already made up at home, it sounded a little bit different, but I loved it. So we kept moving on that note, and It fit perfectly with the vibe of the hook that was, you know, the melody in the hook. And actually, one little secret, and maybe some people don't catch it, that what you hear as the bass is actually still me playing the bass, but I didn't play the bass per se. I played the guitar, but I altered the sound and I dropped it an octave lower. So that what you hear is the bass line is actually played by the modified guitar sound.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it was done in a way because it was kind of really done in a playful way, meant to be done very quickly, just to give, it was a bet, actually. J.O., if you remember, that was a bet that what's his name, Metro, put out there to a lot of bands, because it was kind of like his publicity thing that he was doing, where he was talking about how he had this huge crush on Emma Stone. And like, is there a band out there that has the balls to help me out write a song to her, like to serenade her, because I'm trying to do it with my guitar, but it came out shitty. So, and nobody answered, and we were crazy enough to actually answer and be like, yeah, we'll write a song for you, and that's what came out of it.
Okay. Honestly, that's one of my favorite songs by you guys.
Know you played first.
Well, you know what it is, too, is the fact that Grand City has a lot of dimensions. A lot of people think that Grand City is just high energy all the time.
Yeah.
But really, it's not true. Like, we have different sides to our music and personalities, even in real life, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let me say this. I got to say this to you first. When I looked on Facebook and you sent me the acoustic session video that me and Gab did at our listening party for our album Ron Tatorship, I see my daughter there, and I lied to you, I can't erase that video. Like, I'm having bad times. Like, I gotta look at that video. Like, she was so cute. She was so cute, and I don't have any video on my daughter. And I'm like, out of nowhere, I can, and I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, that was, man, y'all don't understand how that lit my family up. And I'm like, yo, I said, Purge never sent me this. I'm like, bye. You know, I wouldn't have had much old video on my daughter, but she's so cute. And that's one of my daughter's favorite songs. And she can, I like to y'all.
Oh, she can sing it.
She can sing that. Yes. Oh, shout out to you, Purge. That was something. You did
that
little
cool
thing you did. I lied to you not. You can talk to my mom any day. She loves it. Like, my mom, my aunt, everybody, they like watching stuff like that, you know. And the littlest thing you actually think that we probably were looking for is music to hear me or hear Gab. And I'm like, I'm just looking at my daughter. I watched it nonstop on my lunch break, you know, for 2 days.
Yeah, because what happened was is I had that on my camera, and then I switched the chip to another camera, so it was kind of like hidden, so I didn't see it. And then I was going through my pictures to see if I could find any videos, because I found one video and I saw that it came up differently.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, let me go through the rest of these pictures and see if I can find some more videos, because I did take a lot of videos.
Yeah.
And basically, I found it, and I was like, oh, so I put it through, like, a different, I downloaded it, like, 6 times, and that's when it played, because it wasn't playing before.
Oh, I got you.
I actually had erased some videos, because I thought it was, like, obsolete, because I figured once you put it to another camera, and then you format the camera, then it was, like, done, but it was cool, though, and I was like, oh, man, I was so happy to actually put that up. And I actually been trying to put up a lot. I have a lot more videos and stuff to put up, so you'll be seeing me, like, run up and down on Facebook, because I've
been
having a lot of food and stuff
like that, so. But I got you, girl. Huh? No, go ahead. I'm doing
nothing. What are you doing?
I'm doing nothing.
He's doing something. I'm trying to say.
I have somebody waiting here online for a while, so let me see who this is. All right, hold on. 7342. Who is this? Hello. I am looking for caller 267-342.
I'm live on Philly Shine with Persia Sound.
Yes, you are. Who's this?
Nonfiction, the poet representing Unimize Arts.
All right, what's up?
Going on, man.
Everybody. This is Nonfiction. We've been keeping in touch. He has his own radio show that he does from time to time, and tell them about it. And you got a new video out, you done some new music and everything.
Well, the name is Nonfiction. Some of y'all listeners might be familiar with me, because maybe about a year ago I actually did an interview with Honest Fire on her half of the show, underneath my old stage name. I used to go by Itchy Wright. I go by Nonfiction now. I'm one of the vice president at Unimize Arts. Shouts out to all my Unimize people, you know what I mean? We have our own blog talk radio show called Unimize Radio. We air from Wednesdays from 10 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. within the next couple of days, y'all can go to datpiff.com, and we're going to have a free mixtape up there for download called Unimize Radio Volume 1. And okay. I'm also an artist. You know, I do hip-hop, rock and roll, and spoken word. My band is called Alive Chaos. I just recently posted up my new video that I actually pretty much did everything on my own. I produced the beat. I wrote the lyrics. I edited and filmed the video. It's called Sincerely Yours. I got a lot of videos and footage on YouTube. I do a lot of video blogs. All you got to do is go to actually, you can just Google me. That's Nonfiction. That's NINEFIXSION. And, you know, all my pages and all my information to come up with what I'm doing. Like, yeah, I mean, that's what it is.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be
awesome.
I'm going to be sporadically tuning into y'all show. Like, I'm doing a lot of running around, but I do want to hear some of y'all music. I might be able to get up with y'all. And, you know what I mean? Y'all could send me some of y'all tracks. I could probably line something up with y'all. Y'all could just email me something at Righteous, that's righteous.math7@gmail.com. You know what I mean? Email me some contact information and some tracks, and I'll definitely get with y'all.
Sure.
Probably line y'all up, you know,
tell us, are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook underneath my old stage name as Itchy Wright. That's I-C-H-I-R-I-G-H-T. Y'all can find me on there, too, and we can reconnect in politics and stuff. I'm all with that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well,
you got
Persia as a friend, right? He has Persia as a friend, doesn't he?
Correct.
Yeah,
cool.
Underneath me, you can find him.
Okay, definitely.
Yeah.
We're going to make that happen then.
Yeah.
And all the fans out there, please support as well.
Yeah.
You know, one interesting thing about the community of artists in this town is that we are definitely a group of hustlers. We know how to reach out, and we know how to, you know, when we believe in something, we make it happen, right?
That's the best thing about artists, collaborate. I mean, that's the best thing I like about this. All this is, like, collaboration. Like that was one thing, Persia, with the breakup, I couldn't deal with. Certain people did not like, in my opinion, to collaborate. Like, it was like, you can't be naive to your own world. Like, you know what I'm saying? In order to expand, you got to expand, you know? I mean, even if you're doing a certain genre, you know, collaborate in that same genre, or, you know, if you want to try something different, go ahead, try something different. But, you know, it's always good to collaborate, you know? And I ain't that type of, you know I'm not, you know, I ain't no artist. Like, get up with me, fam, we got to get in the studio, we're going to make it happen. All right, homie, you keeping it moving, y'all ain't even looking each other in the eye. I call it club talk, so I keep it all the way 100. You want to holler at me, holler at us. Because Grind City, in my opinion, we never turn away collaborations. We really don't. We just look at a priority situation. But at the same time, you know, we get back around to that. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all know him as Itchy Wright, all the way up to his courage, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely all to a whole situation of actually just getting with him, you know what I mean? We going to make that happen.
All right. Say no more. Y'all got to do is contact me. As soon as I see the information, y'all going to hear from me.
Yes,
I'm going to tune back in because I want to hear some of them tracks. Within the next half hour,
back
on the line. Y'all ain't got to plug me back in. I'm just going to be listening at that point. I want to hear what y'all got. You know what I mean?
I got
good,
Jack.
Bro.
Yeah.
Right. Cool. Thanks, Bird.
I'll be putting something up in a couple minutes, so.
Cool.
All right, babe?
Yeah,
yep.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you so much for calling in, sweetheart. I love you, too. So, what do you think, off your new album, what do you think that people can expect from it? Like, what do you think you'll be talking about? I know that you guys are definitely into, you know, worldly things like politics and stuff like that. Also, Gab, I know that you're supposed to be working with the kids. You got, like, an outreach organization or something like that that you're working with?
Yeah. With kids, I actually work. I assistant teach at work. And what we do is, you know, it's teaching me actually how to be a better father, you know what I'm saying? And what we do as Grind City, you know what I'm saying? We learned this from the different nonprofits I actually do. It really wasn't with kids. It's actually, I work with Joe Malachi every now and again when he needs me, when he needs our help with his PYA program. But we actually work with I'm in a lot of groups, you know, with prison, you know, organizational Stop Max, Maximum Security, you know, who is now is a nonprofit coalition of abused inmates that's getting abused in prisons. And we also deal with Ubuntu, which is one of our sponsors, who actually is what is AIDS Awareness, which started in Port Elizabeth, South Africa, and
yeah.
now is a worldwide nonprofit organization, you know what I'm saying? And for those other artists that want to get in contact with Ubuntu as a sponsor, you got to definitely put in some work. You got to do some situations in order to, like, for them to actually do, like, you know, you help me help them. That's how we're sponsored by them. And I ain't going to lie, we really with them because we're part of the tribe. I'm running out of I'm a part of so many organizations. Purge is not even funny. Another, we work with Elwin, you know, a nonprofit against nonprofit for kids that are pretty much have autism, you know what I'm saying? Friend of mine, Bilal, his son has autism, you know, like it's real. I have family members that have autism and situations like that, you know, and it's definitely a need-based, you know, situation. You know, especially with this whole entire Republican getting in office, they're gonna try to take all these nonprofits.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna get started there. But your original question, about this album, you never, if you really listened to J.O. in the past, you never actually heard J.O. actually do love songs. You know, you know, I used to be against that. I'm like, I'm not going to be a Terry McMillan or a Phyllis Hyman of a rap or anything. Give a woman, you know, the benefit of the doubt. But I'm going to release my feelings on, you know, we're going to speak more. We got some love songs coming at y'all. You know, believe it or not, we got some, you know, some reggae rock. You know, that's really the reggae rock that y'all would love to hear, reggae rock. You know, a lot of funk.
You biting off of me,
Leo. Huh?
You biting off of me.
I ain't biting. Yeah. It's just that, like, that's what our feud was.
You want to do some off the reggae rock. That's what you're trying to do. You biting off of me.
I mean, Persia, you know how it is. You know how it is. You know, great.
And it might have to be a
collaboration. You know what I mean?
It might have to be a collaboration then.
No,
that's
cool.
All that.
You know what? Everybody got to taste the song. You know what I mean? I can't do it like you, and you can't do it like me. Everybody got to.
You definitely. You know, I don't have your body,
yeah.
And you don't have my body. So
oh,
I
you got a nice
you know,
body.
You can definitely do that. I know you can definitely do it like Perry.
Oh,
you got a nice body, though, J.L. You're like the equivalent of me, but a male version.
Yeah.
Right.
I
there you go.
That. I can see that. You know, but that's one of the things I was refusing to do. Like, I didn't want to change the formula up, you know, in Grind City before because, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, that's just too soft. I just hate when people sound corny. I know that don't make sense to the common ear person, but you know what I mean, Purge. Like, come on, talking that corny shit, man. Niggas want to hear some real shit. I mean, That's the yo talk. Yeah, you know I'm saying, but like, you know, but like, yeah, we gonna bring y'all formula. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be honest with you. I really don't care if anybody don't like it or like it, but I guarantee you, they would like it. You know, because we'll give y'all tough love. You know.
I mean, the thing about the new approach is that it's kind of like pushing the boundaries, like. Grind Tenorship is a great album, and when looking back at that album, we are as proud as we are of everything that is in there. We see an evolution in a way where probably the best way to, for me at least, it is my and from my point of view, is that to look at it is that we're kind of like pushing the limits now in this album where. whatever is it was that Grand City already displayed as far as being an having an emotional sound, like Rich of Emotion, we're going to push that even more. And then when it comes to songs that are about, that have a lot of energy and a lot of rage, we want to push even harder than before. So we're kind of like stretching it out more by like kind of like pushing the limits in every direction. Letting whatever it was that Grand City that started in 07 and that had roots in all the work that J.O. had been doing before that to build the sound and the element and the rap element and the hip hop element and the rock fusion. It's growing. You know, it's like we've kind of grown. We've gotten more grown up with enough amount of Cheerios, got our weight up. Now we are ready to take it to the next level. But one thing is that before, we just got on stage and we did what we did. But now, we got a plan. We got a bigger plan. A plan, yes, a master plan.
And ain't nothing but sweat inside my head. No.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me get into Grind City, what we do, because that's what y'all do.
That's what we do.
Too many lines, too many rhymes, too many sons of the rapper, too many dimes, too. Been considering haze of rough rhymes, and I'm far too strong for y'all to kill mine. It's kind of funny how y'all come in the game, and you will see that play with rugged shit like lame. Most of you quarries need to be ashamed, because y'all invest in gimmick lines and radio play. We need to repeat the basics, please give them a gracious OG. Pay it back to BC, the IC, the JC, the Facebook, the Black Thought, the Tuxie. Rap is wet, you niggas need to touch me. Your Mary Poppin' lines don't persuade me. J.O. got words still. I like history to make it, but my words still. Come on.
What do we do? 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 What do we do?
Just a thing in my animal watch. Around beef, I need a mask on like Hannibal Watch. I got tuberculosis blow. I can plant weed seeds, blow on the dirt, and watch out of my purple grow. I'm a block gimmick. I've been stacked on branches, looks like millions when I jump in on my telephone. I'm still doing it silk, I'm doing it linen. I'm rolling it, just y'all sipping it just the beginning. It's straight yo in here. Get home, got the Dell House growing here. And it won't be like David Davis. I am in the streets, I walk the country, y'all watch through pages, it away, y'all can walk through. You can give it a chance for me to talk to until your big words don't make my little steps. These words mean to tell me why should I stress.
What do we do? What do we do? Why? What do we do? What do we do? Why? What do we do? What do we do? Why? What do we do? 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 What do we do?
Work for hard, you can face me down. It's a short stop, but throw me out there now. It's a tear rock music for you hating clowns. I'm jumping in your vein and you falling down. Wordplay over your head, it might just hit you. Might pump your heart, attack them, kiss you. Making a note that they snap my mind. Cause it's the greatest evolution, the heart of those songs. Haters hate hard, it's a beautiful thing. But that reaction on your face like a drug thing. And I wouldn't even stop when my music is out. Even if it's OD for my music out. You unnecessary, that question my life. I get drunk, OD, the boss of the white. Greet up with my God from him to trust. And that's all I need to shine in my life.
What are we doing? 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 What are we doing?
We'll be right back.
of Grind City, What We
Too many lines, too many rhymes. Too many sensitive rappers, too many dots.
Too many dots.
Stop playing.
Chris, stop playing.
I was trying to stop it.
You know what happened? Probably I just sent Purge a text, and she probably read my text. And it started the song back over again.
<I know.
laughs> One date won't hurt.
Exactly. So anyway, this is the freaky part of the time. So what's your favorite position?
Yay!
Oh, wow. It's like that?
Yeah.
Interview. What is our favorite position?
What's Gab's favorite position? Yeah, let's keep it separate, but like definitely keep
it.
No,
because you see, I'm going to start naming the shit in Italian. You know, y'all don't understand where I'm coming from. Y'all don't know. Uh-huh. I'm playing. No, J.O., you go first.
What is my... Okay, no, go ahead, Gab, go ahead.
No, I'm thinking. I told you.
I ain't thinking at you. That's the thing. I'm not going to think. I'm going to go right on that. You ready?
Go right in, man. Shit.
All right. Take this here. Hold on. I want to know Perk. You, if I say mine, you got to say yours.
That's fun. Why would I bring it up if I ain't
going to
talk with y'all?
I'm kind of stopping the frog because I have to say this before we continue anything, everything, and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
First of all, I want everybody out there to know that I'm on the Grind City Facebook page as we speak. So if you have basically questions or anything to say, first of all, call. You got to call, because that's more fun that way,
honestly,
you know.
But, I guess there's a lot of...
If you have questions, you can hit us up on our Facebook page, you know. We're on Grind City, Philly. You know, I just needed to say that, but also...
There's a lot of listeners right now. It's just like, you know what I mean? They just...
First of all, I want to, because the fans want to know. If they want to listen to this stuff on their computer, what do they type in? Where do they go? Can you tell us?
What they can do is they can type in blogtalkradio.com/ Philly Shine Radio.
Philly Shine Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, sorry, I'm spastic. I'm on Facebook. I'm telling you, y'all gotta check it out. .com/ what?
/ForwardSlash Philly Shine Radio. Are you receiving the tweet? So I'll retweet it.
If I go on your Facebook page, can I get all that information right now?
I'm going to retweet it. It should go straight to your phone. So I'm going to put
you on the spot.
Well, I'm ready to tell my favorite positions.
Yes.
Oh, Taylor's ready to tell his favorite position. But I'm trying to get people to call in. Now, go ahead, though, J.O. I know you want to express yourself.
I'm going to get to you, callers. Just wait. It's lighting up right now. But let me put in this right now before Philly Shine Radio. If that's what they want, I guess I got to have a freaky radio show. Everybody calling in.
Yeah, they calling in, man. Yeah, I'm trying to get mine in.
No, there's a lot of listeners on the internet. Like, there's a lot of listeners. They want to hear y'all talk, so... It's like, don't be scared. Call in.
Okay.
I'm switching
all
back
you women.
Huh?
I want to tell all the women that's so curious about J.O. I like spontaneous. I like all positions. You know what I'm saying? My favorite, I like doggy style, but I like to do spontaneous stuff like on a kitchen table and on top of the damn truck of the hood in a phone booth, you know what I'm saying? Or like on a staircase upside down, you know? Like in and out the dad going to her. I'm serious, I think I'm in the shower, in the jacuzzi, you know, her bending over, looking at the refrigerator, seeing where she is, any milk left. I like that position. I like the mirror. I like the wall. From the window to the wall. Y'all think I'm joking. I ain't joking. I'm serious. Sure, it can be on the hallway in an apartment complex.
What's mine? Well, it's really I'm complicated. Let's put it that way. I'm complicated. I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my shit. Now let me start. I don't know what to say. I'm a dancer.
But
I like to do different things. Express myself on some like athletic level, and find the right angles. That's really all it's about, you know, pretty much. And then make it a good, you know, fun-filled experience.
I like sleeping bags too, you know.
Hold on. Let me get to some of these callers on the line. I got them waiting. Hold on.
Oh, go ahead. We got callers.
Yes. 215-939. You on the line, babe? Who this?
Yo, this is Dane, man. Y'all need to stop playing for real. I hear y'all talking about I need to get a different angle and all that or whatever. Let me tell y'all something. Here's some real stuff. Can we, what's the rules? I'm late on this. What's the, like, the FCC regulations with cussing and all that?
No, it's fine. That's why I do block
the internet, motherfucker.
I'm going to say anything to fuck with say on this motherfucker.
It's definitely on that motherfucking fuck shit pussy cunt block game. Okay, no doubt. I got you. Oh, well, check this out, though. We just had our fist fry, right? And y'all talking about sexual shit. How about the real nasty motherfuckers need to come through and grab some of the Grind City grease and just lube that bitch up and go at it? What?
Oh, man, you hear that person? You just go at it.
What's up with that extra grease? Just slide it on, or just dump it on a motherfucker. There you go. Here's some of that whiting. There you go. That's it right there. this the whiting way.
Yeah.
The whiting way with the fish all over the body.
Oh man, I think that's disgustingly good right there. I'm saying, why not be creative? Use what you got to get what you want. That's all I'm saying.
Stop it.
Definition of grinding. That's what grind means.
This is what I came in on. I mean, you know, I come in on like the sex topic. Like that's crazy. All right, no doubt it is.
You know why? Yo, Dame. You know why? Because Persia pretty much was like, this is the freaky corner of the interview, and then she was like, yo, what's your favorite position? Bam.
Randy,
that's what happened.
Because I'm curious to find out what's hers.
Yeah, how about that?
I'm going to put this shit on Facebook right now. I'm going to say, like, we're talking. That's what we're talking about. We are talking about.
How would you like it? That's just all I want to know. That's all I need to know. How would Persian like
it? On a Persian rug.
I'm taking your order right now.
You know what? I'm going to beat you up. Basically, let me say, what do I like? It depends, you know, because I haven't had, you know,
uh-oh,
in a while. So,
uh-huh.
story. You definitely need my services.
Dream about it. So I'm looking for takers.
Looking for takers.
Oh, you looking for takers?
My shit is
somebody to take that grief.
Yeah, it's been a while for me.
Good Lord. See, even with yourself counts, though. You know, you are your own partner, so even if that's been a while, that's some bullshit.
You know what? Honestly, because, no, well, listen, for a while I was, but I'm not doing it right now because I am looking for somebody. So, I'm ready.
Oh, that's cool.
He's ready. Because if you keep playing with yourself like that, you're going to play your shit out. You know what I mean? And then it's like,
I know, right?
You get somebody, ain't going to feel right.
Mm. You know, that's actually a good that's actually a good, nice little situation right there. You keep playing yourself, you're going to actually play yourself. I like that. Okay.
Actually, I like it from the back. And I like and then I like it
around
her. That's really good because that hits my G spot really nicely.
Good Lord.
Oh, okay.
That's why I only like guys that got like anywhere from a 32 to 36 inch waist. That's like the perfect position for me.
Whoa.
And
I
then
got that G from a D.
So what's your waist, J.O.?
Say again?
What's your waist, J.O.?
What's my hold on? I'm sending you a text. I'm sending you a text as we speak. Hold on, my bad, y'all. I was a little distracted off of the G from a G. Okay. All right. Say that question slow.
What is your waist size, JL?
I'm a 30,
34, 33. Oh,
you know?
You're perfect. Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and the candy cane, you know, the candy cane.
But yo,
oh boy.
I have a story about that. When we worked with Bonnie Milner at Longview Studios, and she coached us, mind you, this is the same chick who for years has been coaching people like Steven Tyler and Mick Jagger and people like this, you know, like on some performance shit. And she was giving us some, like, tips on, like, how to create a picture at the beginning of a show, like, visual picture, like, you know, and she was, like, so, she was so in love with J.O.'s, like, statuesque, you know, like, stance, you know, where, like, I remember we did our first Windash, and I know, Persia, you know something about that, because I had the pleasure of playing with you. And this last summer, you know, in August, we definitely killed it. And Grand City was there. It was like Joe Jordan. It was like fantastic. It's crazy, baby, pretty much. But anyway, she had J.O. sitting there kind of like, y'all know that statue, the thinker, like the Greek statue? Like he had him on his knee, like, standing like imposing right there, like flexing his muscles while I was like right behind him playing the beginning of It's Not Really Worth It. You remember, J.O.?
Yeah, I remember that.
That shit was funny. Yeah. But at the same time, it was kind of like, yeah, man. Like one thing about Grand City, though, I got to say, is that it's five dudes. You know what I mean? And it's like each guy has his own vibe, but at the same time, we come together in a way that is like very, very unique.
I believe in
and
all
that's
the
one of the things
people.
I like the best.
Yeah. All right.
Let me get some more of these callers, y'all. Let me get to some more.
Yes. Callers.
Candy cane. Good Lord. We close to Christmas, too?
Okay. Be quiet. I got 267-850 on the line right now. Who is this?
Okay.
Don't act like you don't know who this is, girl.
Oh, girl, you know who this is. I know that voice. I do know that voice. I do know that voice.
Don't act like you don't know who this is. Why are you not announcing the movie you're ABN?
I'm announcing. I mean, girl, let's start it, girl. I said you, I didn't say nothing about me.
I said, why you not? I don't know how, when you started. I just happened to look, get all my messages and seeing you said call. So I'm definitely going to support you because you're supporting me. So basically, you know.
Yeah. This is the fabulous Amina, and she has a movie, and I am playing a co-lead next to her. And I'm playing Christmas.
Nice.
It's a black comedy. It's from
the hairdresser.
What are y'all talking about on your radio show? Because I just tuned in, person.
Well, actually, if I'm going to say, hey, what's up? I'm Gad, by the way. The last topic that right before you stepped in, we were, then this is Persia that threw this one out there, but we were actually talking about what you.
Yes, Gab loves to talk. I'm about to put him back on, but I had to meet him real quick.
Y'all was talking about what? Candy cane.
Candy cane.
I wasn't thinking about it. I mean, I'm looking at it. I'm just saying.
Are y'all silly?
I'm just saying.
They said this is a freak out.
I can't get y'all. Amina, let me put you on a page. All right. So all basically, right. this is the show. And I got Grind City, which is a local black rock band that I work with. And basically, from our kickoff show, I wanted to have them on the show to talk about their new album that they got coming out. And I have anybody, you can call up and promote yourself, and that's why I text you and let you know so that you can call up and promote yourself and talk about anything that you want. Right now, we're in the sex portion of the show, so I know how you like it freaky. So basically, the topic is what is your favorite position?
Oh, on my knees.
Where are your knees? Oh, your toes. Your
catch
knees
the
your
amazing
toes.
Grace. I know that's right.
I like to be on my knee. I like the knee for me, but not from behind. I like to be, the, you know, on my knees in the front, which you stand.
Oh! Oh! We have a winner.
Yeah, I'm very oral. That's why I'm single. Yeah, I'm very oral. I'm not really, I don't like being penetrated. Not unless it's going to be involving a relationship. So if you strictly want to have some, you know, you don't want a relationship, then for me not to catch feelings, I sit on my knees and my knee pads.
Oh, you J.O. for real. I think I hear J.O. in a female voice over there. Yeah. I think about J.O., I always introduce mine together. I'd be like, so-and-so, this is so-and-so. Y'all going to be friends. Okay, all right, we family. All right, let's keep it moving. I got to keep them separate.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to have to come out with some Grind City knee pads or whatever to make everything all that much easier. Spin around on them and everything.
Oh, wow. Wait, who is it? Who is it?
Oh, my bad. Hey, Nina, this is Damon from Grind City.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
That's my favorite clip on this joint.
Yeah.
See? That's what happens. You bring out knee pads and people roll out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, I mean, okay, since I haven't really said much like that, but, you know, kept it vague, but I think, like, on some old school shit, 69, let's go. Pretty much, you know what I mean? It's a great way to get to know each other.
No, it's boring.
You know, again,
I'm aggressive. Like, I'm. Well, let me explain. Let me change what I mean by this, because you know sometimes left. I don't just go around sucking. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what I do. But I'm saying, if I'm dating somebody, just say I was dating one of you all, and as a man, you have to, you know, you want to be felt needed, knowing that I'm not going to be moving fast in the bed to keep you around, let you know what you, as I would call the appetizer, was. That's the appetizer, but then I don't just go getting on my knees like I'm some car girl and give a man what it is. I'm just saying I'm not gonna leave you dangling because you're a man and you can't just keep being around and I want something.
What the hell?
I feel you. Y'all know I relate to this.
Y'all silly.
This is totally boring to me. Yeah.
I ain't there yet. And my book is called She Has So Much to Say and Still Alone. It's a bio about my life. And I talk about all kind of off the wall to the left.
Yeah, Amina is like, I don't even say she's my alter ego. She's just the woman that say everything that I be wanting to say, but she say it funnier. Like, you gotta hang out with her because she is crazy.
Hey, we do have to come to the Grand City party.
Yeah, exactly. A party, a show, all the above.
I'm going to put on Grind City, Floozy, soon. So let's get that exactly.
She was the daughter of a preacher man.
Split like a cat and was hot like damn. Chocolate all covered, skin all buttered. Had a look in the eyes like no other.
Hormones raging out of control. Got the money you can't let go. Her name was Susie, she was so ill though.
That little girl was the movie of the ghetto. Susie, too. Got that juicy girl.
That juicy ooh.
She was the daughter of a kid.
And I would like to meet her too. Daughter of a kid. And I would like to meet her too.
Susie, too.
Got that juicy ooh, that juicy ooh.
She was the daughter of a queen, and I'm allowed to be a queen. Like boiling milk, I can't stomach it. Desperate in the eyes, but play hard to get. Daddy's little girl, you'll never notice it. Behind daddy's back, she ain't your average chick. She go to church and lead a Sunday service. And when she in the club, she make the average dude nervous. Stroking his brain, has his ego glowing like a full moon night. As his hormones rolling, the back of his feet at a Cadillac. They fogging up the windows, rocking forward and back. She steps out the well like nothing just happened. Went back in the club and continued back acting. Like daddy's little girl can't hurt a fly. Like daddy's little girl never told a lie. But daddy's little girl got a freak in her eyes. And daddy's little girl got that hormone high.
I say, Susie,
too.
Got that juicy girl. That juicy girl.
She was the daughter of a queen.
And I would like to meet her too.
Got that juicy girl,
that juicy ooh.
She wants the daughter of a queen, and all the lies to me are true.
And I don't want no slip and fall. I'm praying, Lord, for my downfall. And now I realize that Sue is tall. And in my thoughts, Lord, forgive her more. She's a floozy girl with a floozy thought. I'm a floozy man with a floozy walk. I talk about her, but it's really me. Forgive me too, but it's really me.
Got that juicy girl,
that juicy girl.
She was the daughter of a queen, and now I'm about to meet her too. Got that juicy girl,
that juicy girl.
She was the daughter of a queen, and now I'm about to meet her too.
Interested, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when they say they are the pastor's daughter, I'm like, oh no, this girl's a freak. Let's get it in. I can't really tell you how we got influenced. You know what I mean? I'm not going to put that out there, but like at the same time, you know, we know girl was a girl with a preacher girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
she was what it was.
You know, just call it what it is, man. Just call it what it is. I mean, you might run into a PK, for those that don't know, you know, the pastor's kid. You know, I mean, for real, you just got a bunch of holy hoes out there. That's really what it is. Call it. There's your oral right there. Oh, Lord, forgive me.
And you know what's funny? Right? I don't understand that. See, I hate that double standard. Just because a woman want to get her, she got to be a her.
I'm a PK. Like, my grandparents raised me, boy, oh boy. You know, I was a late bloomer with it, but when I got started, good Lord, I still haven't stopped.
All right. Well, let me get on here. Let me get to some more callers here. So,
sure. Oh, it's another female.
All right, we got 571-594. Who's on the line?
Hey, it's Shanika from D.C.
Hi,
oh, Shanika. Shanika.
Hi.
Get
now, I'm just calling in to show my support because I think you guys are awesome. And I love Philly, and I love what Grind City is about, and their music is awesome. And I was just listening in to your conversation. It was kind of interesting, so, you know. I wanted to know, what's your favorite position, J.O.?
Mine? Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to keep it really funky with you. I like spontaneous shit. I like the wet. I like the wall. What else I said? I like this. You know what turns me?
Window.
When they open the refrigerator, I had to walk in the refrigerator. I'm demonstrating. Y'all should see me doing this, too. Man, I wish the flip camera was here. A woman opens up the refrigerator butt naked, and she's bending over looking at the milk. And I just come in and just, I clear the table. I like doggy style.
What are you talking about? He likes it when the woman is
looking. You like a little bit of everything. What about you, guys? What about you?
Well, you know, my thing is that the kind of girl I like, to be honest with you, is, you know, it's besides the looks, you know, it's like you can wear a pair of sweatpants and a T-shirt and still make head turns just because of your swag and your confidence, your walk, whatever it is that, you know, you got, is that shit that you got, you know what I mean? That's what I like pretty much, so... When it comes to the private shit, you know, it's like, you know, whatever. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Very
it
interesting.
Is, you know, let's go. You know what I mean? Like, the world is big out there. You know, the possibilities are wide. You know, as long as you got your health, you can make a move. Let's go. I don't have a chandelier in the house. When we get rich and famous, I'm going to definitely have one that is definitely very firm. But until then, you make it work.
No, that's my ultimate.
You know, if you come to a Grind City show, you see motherfuckers on stage climbing on top of shit, diving under shit.
That's until I get
going
the porn
upside range. Down. So if that happens on stage, what do you think? You know, I mean, I'm going to leave it to y'all to, like, you know.
Isn't that sweet?
You know, I was thinking about something. We don't like the sexual position stuff and all that. And, like, the, you know, you might as well hit up the fan if you join us and all that. But, yeah, anybody ever have, like, the urge to, like, fuck on a bunch of gummy bears? Because they're just so soft and gummy and chewy,
my
right? And you just roll around.
Unfortunately, gummy bears wouldn't do much for females.
Fucking on top of gummy bears.
See, I've never done a gummy bear.
I don't see how that would work.
They'd have to be like the ones by like the, you know, the real chewy kind. You just kind of roll around on them and shit like that. Either that or like some like gummy fish or some shit. I don't know, man. I think that'd be kind of freaky cool.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this. On that note, I'm gonna put out there two questions for all of y'all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and whoever 11 is. But one question: what was your craziest sexual scenario? One that is memorable. Two.
Oh God.
What is your craziest fantasy? Bam. I'm going to put that out there. Bam. There you go. It's out there.
You said what was the craziest sexual situation?
Yeah, like whenever in your life, like that you can say.
In an
like,
airplane bathroom, 30,000 feet in the air.
Okay, the airplane thing. Okay.
That's crazy. I love that.
Club.
I'm so jealous. Oh my God.
That was going to Puerto Rico. So, you know, it was a long flight.
Puerto Rico.
I wasn't there, dog. That's the crazy part about it. But I want to know Shanika's favorite position.
You want to know mine?
Yep, I sure do.
Yeah, I do.
Let me think. Actually, I think mine is more when the man it's a little bit different. The man has the female, you know, kind of like up in the air, and like they're standing up, but she's straddling him standing up.
Hell yeah!
With no wall or nothing like that, just the whole thing. Yeah, and her legs are like in his forearm area, like he's doing bicep curls.
Oh man.
You like them strong. That's what I'm talking about.
Gotta have some muscle. Gotta be able to do some things, you know?
See, I'm asthmatic. I had to get my damn inhaler after like the first 5 strokes of that shit. You know what I mean? The time out. There we go.
Shoot, you practice with the big women on that. You know what I'm saying? You get a small girl, it's a duck walk. You know? You get a big woman.
I mean, I'm like 135 pounds, so I don't weigh that much.
Oh man, that's one arming. I hope I've been thrown her to the ceiling.
We could walk to the kitchen and grab a drink at the same time. Shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, Shanika, you're kind of reminding me of my dancing days a little bit. You know, with that, is it like the off the wall thing? That's the, what I used to call the off the wall press.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Well,
that would be a good name.
That's my lingo, you know. But anyway, that's nice. That's a nice one. That's a nice one. I gotta say. Yeah.
So, is there anybody else who's gonna spill their guts?
Well,
come on,
you're still on the line, girl.
What you want?
Gav asked us our favorite position.
You know what? You are on here. So, my favorite position is, well, honestly, it depends on who you're dealing with. Because everybody can hit it.
Like J.O., if you was dealing with J.O., what would you like J.O. to do?
Well, since J.O. has a small waist, and I want you to hit my G-spot. And you're kind of small, so that means you look like you're packing something nice. What's your shoe size?
You're 12 and a half.
I definitely want to sit on the bed, and then I straddle you. So you're like sitting straight up.
Oh, man.
My knees are like in your face. that's exactly how I like it, like that.
Okay. I'm writing this order down. I'm going to make sure I'm going to have this order out to you in about 30 to 45 minutes.
With a solid ring.
Right there. And Shanika likes it straight up. Okay.
Yeah, I have this theory when it comes to sex. You know, there's an ultimate goal, obviously, when you're dealing with sex. So we need to get to that goal. But you have to be creative about it because, you know, you hear it all the time, doggy style, yeah, great, you know, riding, yeah, great, you know, missionary, yeah, great. But if you can't get creative, you can get bored very quick.
Yeah, you do. I call them north south positioners. You know what I'm saying? You just having north south sex, that's just corny. You know,
you gotta get a fruit roll up and wrap it around it and eat it off. And the twist is the reason why you get a fruit roll up. He enjoyed the fact that you had candy wrapped around it while it's going and swallowed and going. He liked that. That's how you gotta do that. See, a lot of people don't have creativity when it comes to getting to a man. A lot of women think it's all about riding. You gotta come with some sexy stuff. Not always about riding all the time.
I agree with you 100%.
I know, because honestly, like, for me, like, I keep it simple. For me, I'm about intensity and suspense, and I don't need all that from the chandelier for it to be good for that. Somebody else looking at me, like, they don't look like they doing shit, but honestly, it's probably the best shit in the world. But let me get to, I got two more callers, so let me get to them. We've been sitting here to rip our mouths off. All right? We got an unknown caller. Somebody wanted to block themselves, so it's like 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Hello. Just speak.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, yo, you like them booty do girls?
What?
Oh boy, my brother done got on the line. What was it though? You like them booty do girls? Them booty do girls. Yeah. What's the booty do girl? No, that's when the stomach hang out farther than the booty do. So crazy shit. We got some situations on this phone, though. But when you talk about being creative. Phone, this is my older brother. Doe. How y'all doing?
What's your name, baby?
My name's Doe.
Doe. All right. You getting that, Doe?
No.
Hello? What did you say? I had to turn my mic down.
I said, you getting that dough?
No.
Stop
getting
it.
That dough. I was getting that dough coming out the womb. For sure. For a man, though.
People, let me tell you something about winners and losers and maybes or somebody. You got doers and you got talkers, and I was always taught. A talker ain't doing nothing, but a doer is doing it because he ain't talking it. So when you're talking it, you ain't doing shit.
Amen. I believe in that. A man that's really doing it got to tell nobody he's doing it.
I've been doing it since I was coming out the womb, meaning I was given the gift of life, knowing how to make that money, how to get that money.
Okay. Now you gotta rearrange it, cause I'm a female. That's why I'm single. Cause I bring the truth out, boo. Always.
Okay.
I'm making
that's
the
right.
Truth.
That's
most
what I feel.
Most guys
there,
they talk their BS. I look right through it. You need to get my book. She got so much to say and still alone. You'd definitely be turned on by it.
You're the one talking about all this sex and.
No, I'm not talking about sex. No, I'm not. I told you about all what I like. You asked me a question. I said I like getting on my knees. Then I talked about the fruit roll up. And I ain't talking about no sex.
All right, I know this.
Yeah, get it together, boo. Recognize.
So you like knee pads? You're saying. We back on knee pads, baby. Grind City, I'm trying to tell you.
I don't really wear knee pads.
You wear the knee pads to bed.
Okay, I don't wear knee pads. That's just a slang of saying I like sucking, you know what. That was just a slang, you know what I mean? So, no, I don't wear knee pads. Knee pads for a person who is still on their knees like that. I'm not on my knees like that.
So you're right.
And you also got to understand, just because a woman enjoys giving head, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. See, what the problem is too many men complain that black women don't like to do it. And then when a black woman says that she doesn't mind doing it or that she enjoys doing it,
she
got to be wearing her knee pads. So, you know, what do y'all want? Do y'all want to get it or do you not want to get it? You got to make up your mind. But you can't call a female like that. That's what she enjoys, because you guys complain about you don't never get it all the time. You got to make up your mind. Either you don't like it or you're not.
Thank you so much.
I'm not knocking that away from her.
Portia, most men are just like
no,
women.
She just sounds like I need to wear my
Timberlands
today.
They don't know what they want. Hold on.
Everybody, give everybody a chance, okay? So Amina's talking right now. She got the phone right now.
I said most black men that I come across, they just like women, discombobulated, never satisfied and complaining. You understand? You meet a woman that got to go on, or she got too much, she don't need a man. You meet a bitch, you ain't got nothing, or she ain't got nothing. You meet a bitch suck dick, or she suck dick, but she don't. Yeah, I mean, they just like bitches. That's why so many DL dudes, because they got issues, and they get mad when a female with strength come out and talk that shit. And no, I don't wear tennis boots. I'm very sexy. I'm just aggressive.
No, I said I would have to wear my tennis
boots. Oh, well, shit, that's why I don't got no bra. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to keep it real. I ain't satisfied. Like, I'll get bored in a heartbeat. Like,
well,
you
you're going to
mess with me. You know, you ain't like your average one. You know what I'm saying? Is you gonna be adventurous with me or you not? Yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I can go toe to toe with a broad and any debate you wanna have it with. But like, I am not.
She was like, okay, only because you asked me twice.
So you need to just keep it adventurous, period. Because, I mean, you get on that boring stuff and you're the same old, same old.
You gotta always keep it adventurous. And, you know, as a man, though, you have to understand. Hold on one second. As a man, though, can I speak? As a man, though, you have to understand when you meet a woman, you may have to teach her. You know, if you meet a good woman, you know, some women don't know, but if you got it like that, you'll be able to teach her because with women, you know, technically we're not born on, you know, bred like that. So unless we meet a man that is able to bring out that side of us that every woman has, for me, it was my ex-husband who was like, you know, we're going to do a little bit of everything, you know, and then once you've done a little bit of everything, you become a seasoned pro, you know, as far as that. So it's the man's job. Really, to where you get bored, stop being lazy, and actually to teach the woman if she don't know what she's doing and show her what she needs to do in order to be adventurous. But you gotta be able to be in her mind and in her heart to be able to teach a woman to want to be willing to go all out and be adventurous with you. Most women ain't gonna go all out and be adventurous with you if you ain't about nothing. You know, for what? Only you are the one who's gonna get anything out of it. If you're a man and your mind is strong enough to be able to lead her, not just on a day-to-day basis, but in the room where you can bring that part out of her, then you'll never get bored. But some men, they don't do. Y'all lazy. Y'all just expect, you know.
I don't know.
To be automatic. You got to be the man to lead the woman to how it is. And let her know she thinks to do it, too.
But you know what?
Without you tell calling her a hoe or all kinds of things.
See,
her business be on the street.
A lot of men are bored with women because, first of all, a lot of women don't bring anything different. So what he does, he's always different every moment.
Hold on, I want to hear what I mean real quick. What's that she's saying? What did you say I mean?
I said, first of all, the twist is the reason why men, because in my book it's a call, you gave me attitude. See, one thing that women, a lot of women don't understand with a man, men like creativity, just like the guy said a minute ago, oh, I'm bored. Okay, he's bored, so as a man, he says, okay, listen, if you're trying to pull me, show me that you're different than the other females I fuck with. If you can show me that, then I'm going to give you some time. So as a woman, you got to come with the creativity and say, damn, let me show him that, okay, he can teach me, but let me show him that I can teach him. Because let me tell you something about the average man and a real man. See, a real man likes to be taught some things. The average man don't give a fuck. You understand? So it goes both ways. In a relationship and a friendship, it's like if we got girlfriends, you treat some time, I treat some time. And with the average black man, they're tired of meeting nothing-ass females. See, most black females think it's all about pussy and screwing and getting high. It's called about building a future and making money with a man. See, you got to be mentally and challenged to get a man. It ain't about sex. How would the creativity affect the being? It's about how
I agree. It's not always about sex, but I thought that's what we were talking about. But when it comes to the bedroom, you know, a man may meet a woman that was not necessarily, she may be a virgin, she may sexually never
had an orgasm before, and if
he
is,
be me, if he a seasoned man, then first of all, you supposed to meet what you are. Like, why would I meet somebody that smoke coke and I don't smoke coke? Or why don't I meet somebody that's an alcoholic? I'm not an alcoholic. So, first of all, that's why when you date, you're supposed to have a conversation about what do you like in the bedroom. And if she said,
right,
you a man that like getting your penis sucked, and she said, well, I don't suck that, then don't fuck with her. Don't make her your woman and say, okay, she a good woman, then come meet me and let me suck your dick.
Well,
now you got two dicks.
I have a different view on that because I believe that opposites can come together. What I believe is that if she said, I don't suck dick, well, it's why, you know? It could be, well, it could be the fact that she just never sucked a dick before, and that's why,
cool,
and he just needs to show her how to suck a dick.
That's
and
all.
Then she may
cool.
like sucking dick, you know?
Or
it could be the fact of something else, you know? So to me, I don't necessarily believe that you have to have everything the same or in common, because that's where the boring comes in. How are you going to really teach anybody something if you already do everything together?
Can I piggyback on that?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, say something,
J.O.,
please.
I mean, like, on some real shit, like, a woman taught me. So, I mean, I am more of a man that actually, like, I like to learn from females. You know what I'm saying? Imagine if you meet a woman and y'all got everything in common. Y'all not going to go long. At least it's really designated not to go long. If everybody in this world was the same, this world wouldn't be what it is. So, I mean, like, in the education of sexual process that I actually learned in my life, like, literally, like, a female put it out there, like, nigga, you doing this wrong. You need, straight up, they told me straight, like, nigga, you doing this wrong. You know what I'm saying? You need to do this, you need to do that. You know what I mean? Whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? You going to get better at it, youngin'. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. You know, when you have a woman teaching a man, right, niggas ain't going to actually admit this shit. But on some real shit, men are who we are today in a positive side because of a woman that has taught us. I'm not going to put it out there like, you know, if I do something, I throw it on you and I do it very well, that's because a female before you actually taught me. You know what I'm saying? I'm speaking on J.O. I ain't speaking on nobody else's half or any male's thing. You know what I'm saying? If a female ain't doing it right, I got to school her. You have to. You must, or you need to leave the broad alone. You know what I'm saying? If the broad is doing it wrong, she giving you wrong head, man, you like, look, is it, you got to go. And if she ain't willing to learn, then you can leave it, you know.
Now, that I agree. If she ain't willing to learn, I agree on that. If she ain't willing to learn and take direction, then that I completely agree upon. But I'm just speaking from my experience because I never dated a black man before until I got married. And so my experiences sexually were way different. And then when I met my ex-husband, he's 12 years older than me. He's way more seasoned than I was. I was 21 years old. He was 32, 33 years old. So I had to be taught because the things that I was doing before was nowhere near what I was doing once I got married to him. So, I mean, but I was willing to learn, and there was a difference. I wanted to be taught. I was eager to be taught. And so, to me, a lot of women date older men, and that's usually the norm, is a woman date older men. And so a lot of women don't really know certain things or how to do what they need to do in the room, and it's because of whatever hang-ups or whatever they done heard from here and that, and it takes a man mentally to be like, yo, it's, and to make her feel safe and comfortable that is okay, first of all, because niggas like to run their mouth and talk shit and, oh, she do this and that, but make her feel safe that it's okay to explore her sexuality with him. And then once you get to that safe place, a level of intimacy, then everything goes, however you want to do it. But when it's not that safety net that the woman don't know if she going to go out there and tomorrow everybody on the block don't know what the hell she done did last night, or the fact that she hasn't had that kind of partner before, it is a man's job to teach. Not every female has had that opportunity to basically explore on her own. So when you get with somebody, whether you dating, just dating them, or if you just, you know, y'all just fucking, or if you end up getting married and you connect on that level, the man who is more seasoned in that situation needs to understand that they need to sometimes reach past. You may not want to suck dick, it may be because she don't know how to. And that's when you're finding out that reason and then teaching her how to suck dick. I mean, that's pretty much what my perspective is.
All right.
Well, let me get to some more of these callers because I got a lot of people waiting on the line. I got Philly Entertainment, Philly Sheet Entertainment on the line right now.
Yeah, what's good?
What's up? That's
yeah,
how
I just wanted
up.
To shout out my homeboys Grind City right quick.
All right, let me open up their line.
All right.
All right, Gab, Damon, and JL.
Grind City. I'm Damon and Gab's other twin brother. We was triplets born from the same woman, you know what I mean? Shout out to my brother J.O.
You, though.
It's your boy Ashton Scott.
What up there, homeboy? The A Scott Arucci.
And what's your company about, baby?
How you doing, Miss Persia? You already know who I am, homie.
Yes, but tell everybody what your company's about.
Oh, well, you know, Flash Entertainment. We do events and stuff like that. You know, artist bookings also with the Artists United, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, babe.
Yeah, let me tell y'all something real quick. This cat that's on the phone right now, this is Dame once again for those out there that don't know. Me and Ash go way back, man. It was like my brother. We actually did R&B back in the day. That's how far in the game that, like, me personally, how I've been into it, where I'm sure most of us have, where you've been through, I don't know how many genres you pretty much went through in order to create that, you know, musical instrument that you have right now. But me and Ash, we was in a group called DNA.
That's right.
Damon and Ash, right? So
that's
check
right.
this out. We went through the whole ring where we had a 6-man group. We was trying to be the next Take Six. You know what I mean? Like straight harmonies all the way. We went from a 6-man, a 5-man, a 4-man, a 3-man. So we know about like the whole breakup, slip-ups, all that
six,
of the musical school. Yeah. But dude, I'm trying to tell y'all, man. And it came down to just me and him. We were like, look, we want to keep trying to rock this out hard. And this man is still out here doing his thing. So my shout-out is to Ash right now and to all y'all out there that don't know who he is, get to know him. There's my shout-out for you, baby boy.
All right, bro. Yeah, keep doing your thing.
Thank you for calling. Yes, I got a lot of people, so I at least wanted to get
no
to the left.
Handle your business.
All right, baby, thank you for calling. All right, we got We got 27977 on the line right now. What's going on?
Hello.
Ready?
Not much. Say hi. You're not going to say hi? Hey, guys. Hello.
Who is this?
It's Moogie. I'm sorry. Let it go. It's Moogie.
She got somebody in the room, y'all.
my son. I'm sorry.
It's cool. Well, thank you for calling this, sweetheart.
Thank you, baby.
I got 215. Okay. I got 267. No. All right. We got 267304 on the line right now.
Okay.
Yo.
Yes.
It's Gab. I actually lost signal. Just me as far as connect, motherfuckers. I lost y'all. But I've been listening, though, online. Oh, you missed.
So
I'm back now, and I'm eating sushi, by the way, with my hands out of the bucket.
All right. Well, on that note, we're going to, you know, end the night off of Hannibal by Grind City. I just want to thank everybody for calling in. I'm sorry I couldn't get to everybody. And join me next Sunday. It'll be just as hot. From 8 to 10 here at Persia's World. Bye.
Yeah!
Get the music here.
Rock on.
To the limit from negative hateration and go out crazy and win it. Listen, I mean, love my music, but nothing more than my daughter. And I do what I do to put Grind City in order. I don't think you know my story, how I got to the spot. A lot of ignorance, manipulation, promise, design. You have my work, 9 to 5, and put your money on in it. You brokers and go from your music and crazy and winning, but I ain't crazy or stupid to even come to that reason. And only reason I can see now that my heart stops beating, maybe my heart was off beating, preaching the truth, but it's music business, my prophecy, hustle game, and the selfish be winning. I've been born in a just game, the use for the best. I've been misused and abused, I think I'm not a success. A super pawn to a queen, I'm gonna get my respect. J.O., checkmate, run, city, stop, down, and more.
Thank you so much for.
She a rapper, I don't know. She was here last week, last month.
Okay, let me close y'all out because I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I got.
Ooh,
who's
shout
the
out
me?
The DJ hey, that was on that song. Shout out to NEX Millennium. Yo!
What's up, baby? This is Gaddy.
Gaddy, what's up?
Gaddy. What's up? This is Gaddy Wall here from New York.
Oh,
oh
shit.
Thank you for calling in. Yo, there were a lot of callers, but I'm not sure if you're going to be able to hear once this cancels out. I only got about 20 seconds left.
I just
so,
want to say what's up to my boy, Joe. That's all.
Yeah, right. I don't care. I might
need to... Okay, that's okay. I got to close y'all out.
That's what it is. Good looking out, baby girl.
Well,
yeah, good looking
you
out.
So
you need
much.
To call me after this show, you know?
Yo,
hey,
you
yo.
You need
this
to
is
call
Gaddy.
Me
what's
after
up?
The show. Yo, Gaddy, what's happening, homie? It's definitely
I heard
here,
y'all, I heard y'all getting it in out there.
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait to get back out to New York. I'm going to definitely tell you to come out for that one.
No doubt, no doubt.
The devoted fan. Every time we got a show in New York, he comes out.
This one I'm coming to this time.
Yeah, I got you. We going to be out there, definitely.
Let me know when, dogs.
We got you, homie.
All right. Keep it moving. Right, do your thing, dogs. One.
You know we are. Love.
Yes, sir. All
right, y'all. Keep it moving.
I do.
All right, later.
we offline right now, and I'm not sure exactly how.
What's I'm going to keep it like that.
We are blind. You owe me a call.
Later, Jay.
Bye.
I think that's honest right now. I'm going to close her out because it's too loud right now.
Hey girl, I mean, I mean.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yo, first, definitely yeah. Good looking out on that. This was a lot of fun. I can't wait till the next time you have us or whatever, for real, man. That was hilarious, man. I actually got my gummy bear statement out.
Yeah. You're going to have to keep that one. Keep the freaky part of the show.
Yeah,
right.
I'll be able to archive it. Usually what you're going to do, you keep talking afterwards. It'll let you keep talking.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure, like, because we had a lot of listeners, honestly, tonight, but we just, we probably only had a few callers. Or people would call in and then hang up. But we had probably about close to 60 callers all night.
That's
what it is.
If they missed the show, you can put it up on the Facebook.
Yeah, definitely. I will definitely promote it. So, thank you. It's like as soon as I start telling everybody I was getting freaky, everybody started calling in.
Oh yeah, you don't worry. Yeah, but we're about to have our post show right after this. As soon as I hang this phone up, I'm gonna call your phone and we're gonna talk. We're gonna talk about that order.
All right.
There it is.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, y'all.
All right, Joe.
Yeah.